This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Humboldt County will get just over $840,000 in additional funding this year after the U.S. Department of the Interior authorized payments in lieu of taxes to be distributed. California will see $48 million in total paid out across the 58 counties, and Mendocino County will get $640,000, and in Del Norte, it'll be $608,000. Trinity County is also on the list and will receive $574,000 in PILT payments as well. Humboldt County has nearly 500,000 acres that are owned by the federal government, and that acreage is the key to the formula used to determine how much each county will be paid through the program. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the 16th fatal traffic collision in the county since the first of the year. The driver of a motorcycle was headed southbound on Broadway near Sunset Road at about 6:30 Monday evening, when for reasons still under investigation, he slammed into a car and suffered fatal injuries. The 39-year-old Eureka man, who has not been identified, was thrown from his bike during the collision with a Honda sedan driven by a 59-year-old Eureka resident who was uninjured in the collision. Impairment is not considered a factor. The cause remains under investigation. As if the repeated slide activity hadn't made travel through the area difficult enough, a chain reaction traffic collision on Highway 101 just south of the slide north of Leggett shut down the freeway for about 30 minutes yesterday morning. It was about 9:45 when the driver of a motorhome failed to account for the traffic ahead being stopped at the construction site and ran into the back of an unmarked Mendocino County Sheriff's patrol car. That car, in turn, hit the vehicle in front of it, and that vehicle then hit the next car in line. A passenger in the Sheriff's patrol car, who was there for a ride-along, suffered minor injuries and was taken to the hospital for treatment. Impairment is not considered a factor in the crash. The State Comptroller's Office has updated the website that tracks the salaries of government employees across the state, including city, county, special districts, and state employees. There are more than 680,000 positions listed, everything from city clerk to county supervisor to police officer, and more than 2 million people are employed in those positions across the state. The data shows the average salary of a city employee increased by nearly 2% from 2015 to 2016, and for county employees, that average increase was 1.5%. You can view the data online at the Government Compensation in California website. The Sheriff's Office reports that a pit bull that had suffered possibly 2 gunshot wounds to its neck is recovering following treatment at a local vet's office. The dog was picked up on Monday morning at about 9 o'clock after a caller reported they found the injured dog near Old Railroad Grade Road outside McKinleyville. The animal was taken to a local volunteer vet for treatment and is expected to fully recover. Jordan Christmas has news from the Eureka Police Department.
The Eureka Police Department awarded grant funding to 2 organizations that focus on reducing drug addiction among the youth. The City of Eureka Community Access Project, also known as the CAPE program, is set to receive $15,000 in grant funding, while the Redwood Creek Camp has been awarded $10,000. The grant funding came from money that was seized through the asset seizure program, and with it, it will help the Redwood Creek Camp and its week-long summer program for at-risk youth.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Beginning Friday, July 1st, the City of Arcata will power all municipal buildings with energy purchased through the Redwood Coast Energy Authority, and all of that energy used in Arcata facilities will be from 100% renewable energy sources. That's the goal of the RCEA, to allow for greater local control and choice in where the energy that powers our homes and businesses comes from. Residents in Arcata, along with those from other participating cities, Humboldt County, and the Humboldt Municipal Services District, all have the option of signing up for the program. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer provided some details on Talk Shop.
The procurement of electricity for our entire region. Pacific Gas and Electric will continue to transmit all of that electricity, will handle all the ons and offs just as is normal and as all of our residents and customers are used to here. But the community will actually be in charge of procuring its own electricity. That's the point of the Community Choice Energy Program.
The goal is to reduce prices and increase the use of renewable sources.
A couple of benefits to that program. One is cost containment, trying to keep electricity prices low or even reduced from where they are with PG&E. And then the second portion of the program is to try to look at increasing our renewable portfolio or the renewable percentages of the electricity that we deliver to this region.
You can listen to Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer talk energy and talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.